to the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the show. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733 is the toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can join us on the air here. Bring up whatever you want, although we have been focusing mostly on the Trayvon Martin situation out of Florida. For those that are unaware, the situation was that young 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, approximately 6'3", 150, 160 pounds, was walking in the rain in Florida in a gated neighborhood. And he was, I think, going to a relative's house. On the phone with his girlfriend at the time, noticed someone was following him, and it creeped him out. She said, run. He said that he's not going to run. He was going to walk fast. He attempted to get away from this person that was following him. The person following him was 28-year-old George Zimmerman, who was approximately 250 pounds, a little bit shorter. I think it was 5'9", was what somebody said earlier. He is interested in Trayvon Martin because he's on the neighborhood watch and is, I guess, the captain or something like that of said neighborhood watch. You know, he believes that he's doing the right thing, trying to rid the neighborhood of 17-year-old black males wearing hoodies, I guess, because Trayvon certainly hadn't committed any sort of crime. He wasn't doing anything wrong. He was just simply walking in the neighborhood. And it was Zimmerman's belief that he was trouble, and Zimmerman's belief that he was on drugs. I don't know what made him think that.
And he wasn't.
They drug tested him,
that's
right?
That's correct.
So what made him think that? I have no idea. Just his paranoid mentality, I guess. And so at some point, now the allegations were, according to a caller in the last hour, that Zimmerman's story's come out. Now, I haven't seen corroboration of this in the news thus far. Last I saw in the news was that Zimmerman had not yet spoken out on this matter. But the claim is that Zimmerman, you know, had gone after Trayvon. Trayvon had managed to elude him around a building and then lay in wait for him when he then jumped him and proceeded to get into a fight in which at some point he was shot. Some allegations say that there were two shots. Some say there were one. It's all kind of up in the air as far as what the actual facts of the case are. Who did what to whom? Well, I don't know, but I know that George Zimmerman shouldn't have done what he did. He shouldn't have continued to stalk this young man. There was no reason for that whatsoever. In fact, when he was on the phone with the police asked him to stop. They asked him to back off, basically. Look, we'll send an officer down there. You can talk to him at that time. Thanks for the heads up. But no, he continued to push on, and that led to whatever altercation ended up happening, which led to George Zimmerman taking this young man's life. And he has not yet been charged or charged with any sort of criminal act as a result of this. So we've been getting your thoughts on the situation, and not just the facts of the case, but also, you know, some of the ancillary points. And one of my questions that I asked out the gate was, why is this the case that gets all of the attention? What is it about this one case? My speculation is that George Zimmerman isn't a cop, so it's much easier for the media to do its job and investigate the situation. Whereas with the police, the media never pushes the line. And the police have killed and hurt all manner of people, black, white, Hispanic, all over the place. And they're very rarely held accountable by the media for their
actions. The color of authority, and it's much more difficult to get facts in that case.
So we go back to ICE 2020, calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. I wanted to make sure you had enough time to get your thoughts out, ICE. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? And this is why this whole thing is going to power to take at some point. Blacks and whites see this matter completely different. What whites are doing, they're analyzing the facts, which is fine and great, because you do got to analyze the facts for the case, right? But y'all trying to find, well, he might have had a reason, but blacks saying, hold up, forget all the nonsense. He shouldn't have been following the boy in the first place, and the guy should have got arrested, because of what a black person is saying to himself is, what if I shot a white person? Oh, my goodness, you know what happened. Now, we try to act like race ain't an issue, and this is a kumbaya country we live in. But we all know what really would have happened. You know what I mean? Nobody's saying it, but we do. And then we constantly turn on the news, right, and these new facts come out about how he might have attacked the guy and this might have happened. Blacks said to themselves, hold up. Forget all that nonsense. Why was he following the guy in the first place? And this is where the powder keg is going to come. And it's going to hit at some point, because a lot of people watch this thing right now. Because it's a lot of situations where, yeah, blacks commit a lot of black-on-black crime. We all know that. But 90% of the black-on-black crime is drug-related, and it's like they don't really involve civilians. They involve people in the game. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
So,
well, by the way, it's not fair to hold on a second, Ice. It's not fair to say that blacks say this and whites say that. I'm white, and I say it was wrong for George Zimmerman to be following this young man. I think that he was stalking him, and I think that you might be right that maybe it was racially motivated. But I can, you know, it could have been a white kid in that hoodie too that might have been tweaking him out as well.
But
yeah,
this is
but,
what I want.
Right now, it's a black kid, so let's keep it exactly half. You know what I mean?
Sure. I hear something from what you're saying that I find upsetting, and I'm speaking as a person who I've sworn off of race. I don't believe I have one. I've got so many different types of blood in me that it's not worth me picking one of them and deciding that that's what I am. But the problem here is this powder keg that you're talking about. And I understand the frustration. I get it. There's no doubt we are not living in a post-racial America yet. I would like to see that post-racial America, but I don't know if we get there through anger and upset.
Well, I'm telling you right now, right? People don't want to be angry. People want justice. And sometimes
sure.
What I'm trying to get listened to is when you're angry. When you try to be nice and friendly and smile, they take you for granted. All you want to see is, okay, I'm going to say you. I'm not going to put nobody in no box. But
sure,
what I'm saying
sure.
is that what I think, my personal opinion, my way of doing it, I got their own methods, but I think that instead of blacks marching, blacks should go ahead and buy just as many guns as any other race.
This is the point that I'm trying to make, though, here, Ice. If you're looking for a race war, then why would you pick...
See, that's the point. That's the first thing you run to.
That's what it sounds like. That's why I'm asking you.
Because you get a gun, and I get a gun, you want to piss a race war now. I know people on my job right now. I live in North Carolina. I know people on my job right now that got old school buses full of ammunition when President Obama got elected president. Did
sure.
I be on a race war? Because they was buying all the guns up and buying them in their backyard? No. But if a black person want to buy a gun, all of a sudden they're yelling race war.
We are talking about a racially charged issue.
Where is the fairness in that, though?
I think Ice is making a good point, Mark.
I don't.
You didn't answer his question, Mark. He asked you, why is it a race war all of a sudden when he's advocating black people buy guns, whereas when other people were buying guns when Obama was elected, why is it a race war now?
Well, he was also saying that black people shouldn't be protesting, but that they should arm up. And
I said, he got his method. I got my method. I said, his method is protest. My method is buying guns.
I think a man needs to be able to protect himself. No doubt about it. I'm with you.
It's equal, right? It's equal.
I believe it's equal.
We're all people, right? So I should be able to get just as many guns as you, right?
I think you should be able to get just as many guns. Actually, I'm a felon. If you get as many guns as... Ice, I'm a felon. If you are only able to get as many guns as me, you're not able to get any guns. So,
you know what I'm saying.
I got you. What I'm saying here is this is a time for level heads, and this is a time for...
When Obama got elected, it was a time for level heads, but nobody said about race wars when they was buying guns. All of a sudden now, if this young man get killed, and I'm advocating blacks defend themselves, you scared of black liberation. That's some nonsense like that. I'm just saying that.
Republicans bought guns when Clinton got in office, too.
It wasn't like that when Obama... I was around down here. It wasn't the same.
Republicans are always scared of, of Democrats taking away their guns. It's a great way to sell guns and ammunition.
Well, these folks went ballistic down here when he became president.
Now, I can't speak to what went on in North Carolina. I frankly can't.
You would agree, though, Mark, that ICE and anyone else wants to arm up, if that makes them feel better, should be able to do that, right?
I've heard too many times in my life people talking about race wars, and they scare the bejesus out of me.
I'm just saying.
That's what I was hearing.
That's the problem with this country.
Ice, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate your thoughts tonight, and I appreciate you calling in and going head-to-head with this guy here. Thanks for the call. 855-453. He's right. You brought it up. He didn't. He just said arm up.
That's what I was... just arm up. Yeah. What do people do that arm up?
Well, I don't agree with necessarily... I don't agree with violence. I think people should be peaceful, but I understand if people are scared, it makes sense that they want to protect themselves.
I'm with you. I think
that doesn't mean they
want to
start a war. He didn't say go out and shoot people.
855-453.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am the G-S. Takes away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this immortal plan.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of greedy lies from fascistic psychopaths and genocide of corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. What is SACL CAI?
SACL's a company that handles accounts receivable for other businesses. Whatever your business is, you probably didn't get into it to have the joyful task of doing accounts receivables and collections. SACL CAI can do it for you. They handle accounts receivable, they do collections, they do early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables. Everything. thing in the area of accounts receivable. They do. Their staff is respectful. They record every call they make so that you can listen back and make sure that your customers are being treated in the way you wish. And they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, we continue here, 855-450-FREE, with your calls and your thoughts. We go to Nikki, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Nikki, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, thank you, Larry. Guess what? You're not on in Huntsville right now. They switched off to a different show, but I'm glad to be on.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Okay, I just want to say back 19, everybody's talking this, and, you know, it's like being an armchair detective or something like that. Well, 1973, when I was walking home from a warehouse after 14 hours, hard work, I got jumped. First, there was one guy. He came out and tried the old, hey, man, you got a light? Well, I know that trick. So while I'm occupied with him, I turn to face him. Then another one comes out, and the other one comes out from between the house. He swings at me. So I block that one, and this guy behind me hits me over the head with a liquor bottle. That was supposed to take me down, but it didn't. So I turn around and whack that dude. And while I'm fighting into, four more comes out, put me down on the ground, start kicking. I won't repeat what they said. It's not important. But they walked
so there's like seven
wallet.
People?
A, huh?
There's like seven people?
Well, there's six of them and one of me.
All right, they're going to, there's not six ways to split whatever's in a wallet six ways. It's not going to go very far.
Well, there was only six pennies and an old Tennessee driver's line, no wallet, though.
Hmm.
But I come out with a concussion, picking glass out of my head for 2 weeks. I had three cracked ribs. But when I got up, I was so furious. Like that, I just appeared in these trees. I picked me up a piece of pipe and everything. I just waited to see if they want to come after me, man. So I was going to go after these dudes one by one. I was going to win this time, man. But they didn't. I guess they were too smart for that. So I report the whole incident to the police. Then the cop calls me a liar and says there is no way you could identify any of your attackers after 9 o'clock at night on a darkened night like that, street light and everything, you know. Well, needless to say, I lost my job over that whole thing, too. The highest paying job I ever had, $300 a week warehouse work, man.
What? Now, why'd you lose your job?
Well, because it was in the wrong part of town, and the boss man and everything like that, he's from the same part of country I'm from. Even though I'm in the South, I'm from Detroit, old Detroit boy, and he knew what I'd do on something like that. So I lost my job, and these other guys, of course, you know, they didn't get anything except that right there, man, you know, so. Everybody else,
that doesn't answer my question.
Why'd you lose the job?
Because, like I say, the guy, the boss man there, this was in a certain section of Jacksonville, and he figured that since the police didn't do anything, that I would, that I'd catch up with these guys, and he was afraid of retaliation.
That's
why I never got my job back. Man.
Gotcha. So. And you said you would have retaliated, right? I mean, that's what you were interested
in.
Yeah,
but not at the warehouse.
So he was right.
I was going to go looking for the bad guys and all like that and just go through the night and everything and find them. Then I was going to take them down one by one. Man, you know?
So you were going to retaliate. So your boss was right to fire you. Thanks for the call, Nikki. 855-450-FREE. I don't want somebody, crazed, like you said, Charles Bronson death wish guy working for me. That's a liability.
I see that point, but I can see why somebody would be upset at that circumstance at the
I
same
can
time.
See why, too, but I can tell you that for the times that I've gotten into to fights, and I'm not a fighter, I don't like it at all, but the times that I've gotten into those, I did not want to get revenge after that fact. It just would have made things worse. It would have continued the cycle of violence.
That it does. I mean, you know, that's... violent situations bring on more violence. They create feuds and...
They tend to, but you can stop it. You can be the one who stops it. So Nikki there could have... And I don't know what he ended up doing. I don't really care to find out the rest of his story. But if you are harboring violent, angry thoughts, you're the one who can stop thinking those things rather than getting into this rut of planning what you're going to do, who you're going to go after, how you're going to get them. How about you just focus on making your life better, maybe being more cautious next time, maybe take some self-defense courses.
Yeah, the revenge isn't going to make your life better.
No.
It's not.
No, I mean, you could get killed in the process of trying to take revenge, or you end up having dead bodies on your hands. Or
that's
people
what's so
think
shocking
you
about this Trayvon Martin situation is the
Trayvon
Martin. Excuse me, it was going to it was just going to the store and getting some Skittles. So he didn't feel, he wasn't really doing anything to elicit this response, from what we can tell.
Except for being teenage, black, and wearing a hoodie.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Let's continue, and we go to Mike, listening in Florida to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. I'm about an hour away, and I get the same local news as Sanford. A couple of things that the national news are not advertising that they are talking about here in Orlando is very – the number one thing is Mr. Zimmerman, not white. He's Hispanic.
Peruvian, half Peruvian.
Yeah, so it's not a white on black crime. Yet Jesse Freemail Jackson and this Al not so sharp Sharpton jumping right on the bandwagon here to call it a racial thing.
Yeah, okay. I wonder how many people I wonder how many people think that when Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton get into a situation that they make it worse, not better.
Oh, they definitely are, and the local and the national media is not making it any better, okay? The picture that they're showing of Trayvon Martin, that's when he was a 12-year-old kid. He is not 16 in that picture. There is a 16-year-old picture on the Fox Orlando News website, and he looks completely different. He doesn't look like that bright-eyed, happy kid that he was at 12 years old.
So what I see, he's 16.
Okay.
Well, I've seen a few different pictures.
If you've seen the picture of him in the red shirt, which is the one they're using as...
Let's not convict anybody based on the fact that they're 16.
I'm not. What I see is a lot of people jumping to conclusions. Now, the Fox website also has the police report on their website. There are seven different witnesses. And here in Orlando, one has come out, and he said that he saw Trayvon on top of Mr. Zimmerman beating his head into the ground. And he heard a shot, and then the young gentleman in the gray sweater was on the ground, and the red gentleman who was yelling for help, and nobody seemed to come out and help him, was standing up. Mr. Zimmerman has a broken nose, and he needed stitches in the back of his head from when Trayvon apparently was beating his head into the ground. So, I mean, I have a feeling that we're all overreacting on this, and we're going to see more coming out as this trial goes on, and that's exactly why we have a grand jury.
Have they released the audio for the 911 tapes?
They have, and a lot of people are saying that it sounds like two shots, but it's actually because where the shot occurred, and again, this is Orlando News, they went to the actual site. It was an echo because it was in the middle of these buildings where 11 robberies were in the last year.
Wow, some gated community. Thanks for the call, Mike. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll free. Bring in whatever you want. 855-453. And I'm brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can also join us on our website. If you have a smartphone, you can get quick access to our live streams and podcast over at m.freetalklive.com. M as in mobile. freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It's a new currency for the internet. Weusecoins.org. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Buy your Bitcoins with cash. Visit BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com.
We continue here with your calls and your thoughts about what you want. Gil is on the line listening to Charleston's WSDFM. Gil, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi. First of all, the story out of Orlando. It's a tragedy on both sides. We had a young man who's left us. Oh, he's got a man, Zimmerman, whose life will never be the same. Heart goes out to both families. The topic I'd like to bring up is we've got two candidates left on the Republican side.
What?
I'd like to change topic.
Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead. But you said two candidates?
Yeah, we have two candidates basically left on the Republican side, Santorum and Romney.
That's weird. I thought that Ron Paul was still in the race. Okay,
we'll go with that theory. I'd say we have two that has a shot of getting the electorate or getting the delegates to be able to win the nomination.
Well, yeah, at this point, I'm not willing to...
Do you disagree with that?
I do, actually. I'm not willing to make the call at this point. Each of them have their own strategies, and I understand the Ron Paul campaign has a strategy that has to do with obtaining delegates. Most of these caucuses are really just straw polls, and they have no force of law or anything like that. They don't bind the delegates. They're unbound. So these races that have been won, in a lot of cases, are no win at all.
So you're saying that there's still a chance for Ron Paul to win the nomination?
I think if you want my opinion as to what's going to happen, I think that one of these campaigns is going to have to get together with another one of these campaigns in order to have some kind of shot, that there's going to have to be some kind of confederacy.
Well, Ron Paul, I saw his interview on the Tonight Show. Mark, did you catch that, by the way, this week?
I didn't see it.
He was back on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and the issue of, I think, delegates came up, and Ron Paul pointed out that after the second, after the first vote in the convention, if it's a brokered convention, then they no longer are required to vote for who they walked in being required to vote for. So, Mark, what you're saying is that some of these delegates from the get-go aren't required to vote for anybody. They could, in theory, vote for Ron Paul. And the Ron Paul folks have been working very hard to get as many people into the delegate conventions as possible, or whatever they're called, but to get them selected as delegates to national as much as possible. So there's a real big question mark as to how many people are going to be at this national convention in August that are going to be on Ron Paul's side. And another question mark is if it is a brokered convention on the second vote, how many people are going to change their vote and vote for Ron Paul? I mean, I'm not going to put money on it, but it's certainly a question mark, I would say, at this point.
Okay, so I'll accept your premise. So we'll put three, but we're going to take Newt out of the picture at this point.
Okay.
We'll leave it at Newt or at Santorum, Romney, and Ron Paul. Do you think that there is an electoral advantage to any one of the three, and we have to assume that Rubio or Christie are the front runners as the VP. Do you think there's an electoral advantage to one of the three?
I think that the electoral advantage probably lies with Ron Paul in a general election. I mean, if you take a look, that Ron Paul tends to do pretty well against Barack Obama, and tends, in some cases, has done better than Romney against Barack Obama in polls that have been had up to this point, because Ron Paul can out because he draws from so many different areas. All the Republicans are going to fall in line. I mean, they're going to go vote. Republicans vote. They get to the polls, rain, sleet, or snow, and they're going to vote for the Republican because that's just what they're going to do. They're not going to vote for Obama in a case of, a Paul-Obama situation. Whereas, Romney or Santorum, plenty of the Paul people are going to stay home, or they're going to vote for the Libertarian candidate or the Constitution candidate because they're so upset with what the crap that the Republicans have foisted off us on us for so many years. And I think that by a good margin, Ron Paul is the best choice.
Well, and also Ron Paul can draw Democrat votes, too, because
right,
he's anti-war, and there were a lot of people that voted for Barack Obama believing that he was going to end the war, or end the wars in Afghanistan or Iraq, and he didn't. And the people that are paying attention, like, for instance, Glenn Greenwald and the folks that read his articles, are pretty upset with Barack Obama, and I don't think they're going to give him a second chance if he's up against someone like Ron Paul. They may have to hold their nose and vote for him, but there's a good chance they're going to switch over, whereas they're not going to get excited about Rick Santorum.
Ron Paul gets all the Republicans, some of the independents, and some of the Democrats. What Republican can say that?
So, okay, here's I think there's a hitch to your hypothesis. You have to hope that the anti-Obama is so strong, which I believe it is, that is the motivating factor to get out for Ron Paul. Because it's obvious that the Republican base is not voting for him because he's not winning anything.
Well, yeah, the Republican base is killed crazy. I mean, they are a pro-empire party, and, frankly...
I totally agree.
So
I totally agree.
I know that's going to be difficult for Ron Paul to win the primary. You asked me how who I thought was the best, most electable, or electoral in the general, and I think that Ron Paul, you know, is going to win and would win by a landslide in the general. It's getting through the Republicans that is going to be the biggest problem for him.
Gil, thanks for the call and the thoughts, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Adam listening in Northern Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, I want to go back on the Trayvon Martin thing.
Certainly.
I think no matter what the facts are, I mean, you're hearing all these eyewitness accounts, kind of makes you question what really happened. But
yeah,
no matter what, kind of going along with what Ian was saying is like, where is the report with the death of the shootings of police? And you have, or I mean, shootings from the police. And you have like Sharpton weighing in and Obama weighing in saying, Trayvon could be my son, and that he put it very nicely, but I think it's really sad that people are forgetting that Barack Obama is a warmonger, and they
he's responsible for the deaths of a lot of people that could be a lot of people's sons.
Absolutely.
And daughters.
Certainly, and I just think it's very sad that, I mean, if it's not on our front lawn, no one pays attention, and that's really all I wanted to add.
A great point, Adam, and I thank you for making it, sticking with us to make it. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
If you're going to kill, you need to kill under the color of law.
There you go. Brandon, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS.
How's it going?
Hey, Brandon, it's great. We're having a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to talk about what's going on down in Florida.
Yes, sir.
I know you guys were saying that, what's his name, Zimmerman?
That's right.
Following the young man down the street. And I know that if I'm going to be walking down the street and I notice the guy following me and I start walking a little faster, the guy starts walking a little faster behind me, and I get, I get around the corner. You know, I'm going to take every advantage I can to be whooping up on this guy. You know what I mean?
That guy was clearly in pursuit of Trayvon Martin. Right.
Well, now,
if I'm going to be a 17-year-old kid running from a bigger guy, you know, and I get around the corner, all I'm going to be, you know, laying down on as hard as I can.
Well, I see where you're coming from, but I don't think that's justified. I mean, just because someone's following you doesn't mean it's okay to go ahead and whoop them. I mean, he hasn't actually attacked you yet. So I think that Zimmerman was wrong in following him in the first place, because things like that can happen by you creeping somebody out. That's a reasonable thing it's a reasonable position to come from. And Brandon, if you had more, you're welcome to stick with us here. 855-450-FREE. But if Trayvon did jump him at that point, then he was aggressing as well. It's tough.
If you've ever considered a reverse mortgage to provide extra retirement funds, now is the great time to call MetLife Home Loans for a free DVD and information kit. We've reduced costs on our Heckam Saver reverse mortgage product, making it a favorable alternative to a home equity line of credit. As a result, more people are adding reverse mortgages to their retirement plans. If you or any co-owners of the home are at least 62, call MetLife Home Loans to learn more about this smart way to take advantage of the equity in your home while you continue to own it. There's no obligation, so call for your DVD today. Call MetLife Home Loans at 800-598-1781 for your free kit and DVD. That's 800-598-1781. 800-598-1781. All loans are subject to approval. Interest accrues on the loan amount disbursed. Certain conditions and fees apply. Mortgage financing provided by MetLife Home Loans, a division of MetLife Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life.
Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but still enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now at 855-450-FREE, we'll be able to sneak in here. 1-855-450-3733. If you don't get in tonight, can't get to your phone in time, you still have something you want to say, we do it 7 nights per week.
So, that we do.
Yeah, even if you don't have a 7 nights a week on your local talk radio station, you can still, of course, tune in over at freetalklive.com. And, Mark, you host the Sunday night show, so plenty of folks can comment tomorrow night if they would like on this or any other matter. 855-450-FREE. Trayvon Martin been the general topic tonight here. But of course, it is Free Talk Live, and that means we're open phones, so you can bring up whatever you want. Also on the table brought up by callers include the election and what's happening there, what the predictions are for the future. And, of course, I'm not much on making election predictions. And I'm just glad that Ron Paul's going to stick with it. I mean, I don't really care whether it'd be nice if he won, but if he wins or not is a non-issue to me. What matters is whether or not people are paying attention to him, and if people are listening to Ron Paul, then they're hearing really important ideas, and it's all about the ideas for me. That's why I've been supporting his campaign, because he's been doing a great job at getting those out there. And in fact, wasn't there supposed to be another debate? Did they cancel yet another one?
I don't know.
I thought they were going to have
There's
one.
There's so many of them. I mean,
but they slowed down a lot recently.
Yes, I'm still all debated out.
Right. Well,
I've heard these people say what they're going to say plenty.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Mark. But I don't get tired of the Ron Paul stuff. That doesn't bug me at all. I don't mind. Yeah, it looks like they did cancel the March 19th debate. So I think that's it. They don't actually have any other debates scheduled at this point.
Yeah, who needs discourse, right?
I say the more we can get Ron Paul on television, the better. All right, we continue here with you and your thoughts, and we go to R.H. calling from Charleston's WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, R.H.
Right on.
Oh, right on with you, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Groovy.
Yeah, I'm in Charleston, and I'm not in West Virginia. But
are you in Charleston, South Carolina?
Yeah, the guy wanted to know where I hail from, but I didn't know the name of my station. I just knew the number 94.3.
Gotcha. Well, then, yeah. Did you tell him it was South Carolina?
Yeah.
I don't think you did. Yeah, you probably didn't. But because we have two Charlestons. There's more than one Charleston out there, and so apologize for the confusion. You're listening to WSC-FM in Charleston, South Carolina. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey,
I like that kid Trevon Marker. It's too bad he had to call that guy out the way he did, or maybe he didn't call him out. But
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What, Trevon Marker, the kid that got killed, he seemed like all right. He was probably, if he was in high school and he played football and he was 17.
Yo, you've got to get off the phones now. Goodbye. Yeah, not really the best call in the world. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue. Alan, listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hello, Alan.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, super.
I'm going to talk a little about Trayvon.
Please.
And I hear all these people talking about, well, you know, he jumped him or whatever. If the key is sick or somebody was following him, he was probably scared.
Sure. And Florida has a stand your ground law, right?
Uh-huh.
And Florida has a stand your ground law, so you're allowed to use force to defend yourself.
I live in Florida. I had a guy that pulled a gun on me in my yard.
Yeah.
But I didn't shoot and kill him.
Right.
And people need to realize that that boy had just as much right to defend himself as Zimmerman did.
I think you're right. If he was defending himself.
When he pursued it. And people don't say, people ain't saying that, well, hey, Zimmerman hunted him down. And if someone is stalking you, you don't know what to do because you don't know what he got. That boy had no idea that Zimmerman had a gun. No idea. Because somewhere in there.
Or not. Yeah.
Somewhere in there, you heard the 911 calls, and you also heard the calls from the lady that was calling the police, that somebody was in her backyard, and you heard somebody screaming. Because if he knew that Zimmerman had a gun, do you think that he would have attacked him?
Probably not.
It seems unlikely.
I mean, that's common sense.
Alan, and thanks for sharing that. Any other thoughts?
That's it.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for making the call.
Thanks for the call.
As we continue here, we go to Tom, listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. Hello, Tom. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
The only thought that I have listening to the radio on my paper was that the number of guns and the violence in society is just unbelievable. Everybody around here, you know, like they hunt and stuff, but the number of people and the number of handguns that are around, and I was reading some statistics that like 70-80% of the violence involved with guns and people shooting other family members or something like that, you know, so.
Yeah, you know, a gun has a very good chance of harming you or your family. There's no doubt about it. And
well, the gun won't do it on its own, but
right.
Yes, if you have a gun around, obviously there are higher chances. But in addition, there are plenty of examples of people defending themselves
sure.
and other innocent people with firearms. So, like any sort of technology or any kind of tool, it can be used for good, it can be used for bad, right?
Well, granted, but the number of cases of there was just in the news in the last few days about children shooting siblings or kids. That one kid in school was killed by a kid who brought his parents' gun. You know, so the people have to be more responsible with their arms too.
I agree with you, but I wonder
whether the responsibility comes from kids not being taught to live with guns. My next door neighbor, he's an older gentleman. He said he used to bring his gun to school because he had to shoot his food on the way to school. Can you imagine schools today where kids rack their rifles when they came into class?
It's just a situation that's out of hand. And
And I don't know what else you can really do about it. Guns aren't going to go away.
Right. You can't get rid of all the guns. You can only get rid of your gun.
So people being better educated and better trained with them is a good thing. But on the other hand, there are still, you know, studies have been done. Thanks, by the way, Tom, for the call. I was reading an article at Huffington Post about studies that show that when you're carrying a gun, you're more likely to think someone else is. You're more likely to be paranoid about that.
Hmm.
And so maybe that's one of the factors that played into George Zimmerman and what he was doing in this case. police. He had a gun, so he had made a comment to the police person that he was on the phone with that Trayvon had his hand in his waistband, and so maybe he was thinking that Trayvon was packing too, and maybe that made him more likely.
But another statistic is places where there are more guns, there's less
safer
crime. There's safer places to be.
Right. It's a very tricky situation. I don't really like the idea of carrying weapons. I just like, you know, but then again, I support the idea of people doing it if that's what makes them feel safe, if that's what they feel is right.
There's the old saying that, you don't like guns, just put a sign in your yard that says, gun-free home.
Well, mine is not a gun-free home. I can tell you that. But I can also tell you that there's been a time when I've carried a firearm, and I've been grateful. A friend of mine got robbed, and I was very nearby at the time when that happened, nearby enough to where I could have done something about it, but I didn't, and thank goodness I didn't, because I don't want to have a dead body on my hands.
Right. I mean,
I could have gone to prison.
I've never been in an instance where a gun would have been a better, would have resulted in something better.
Exactly. So when you're in a situation and you do have that gun, and then you're getting into something you can't avoid, like in my case, I could avoid it, and I did. But when you're in a situation like with the Trayvon case, and you can't avoid it, you're already in an altercation, then all of a sudden, it gives one person the ability to really step up the level of violence in that situation, which I think was probably not necessary, but then again, I wasn't there, so I don't know for sure. Let's continue here. There's no easy answers to this.
No.
None at all. Let's talk to Jerry, listening, hopefully, in Charleston, West Virginia. Jerry?
Hi, guys. I actually called about a different subject, but since you're talking about guns, last summer, there were three thugs that tried to attack me, and they came towards me in a menacing way, and I just lifted my shirt, showed them my pistol, and they immediately backed off. 2 weeks later, they attacked another man, and the man will be in a wheelchair and brain damage for the rest of his life.
Jeez.
And that happened right here in Charleston. So it's in the news if you want to check that out. But that's not why I called. I called, and we may have to pick this up at some other day.
I think we might, because let me tell you, you've got 20 seconds, so go.
there's no way that I could tell you this in 20 seconds. But you're going to love it when I do tell you about it.
That's a good teaser, Jerry, I have to say. So here's what I'd like to suggest to you. Obviously, you're in Charleston. You only get us certain times during the week in there. But you do have us on the weekdays. If you want to wait till we're on the air again, you're welcome to do that. Or you can just call in tomorrow night and talk to Mark and Stephanie. They'll be here 7 to 10 Eastern time.
They'll be on other
always
radio stations.
Yeah, over at freetalklive.com. So, Jerry, thanks for the call. Thanks to everybody else.
Bye-bye.
Thanks to everybody else that dialed in tonight. If you didn't get on, as we say, we're doing this thing 7 nights a week. So join us over at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.